So James 5, verse 16b through verse 18. These are God's words. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. So for the reading of God's word. So this is continuing the thought from last week. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. And when we were asking the question last week, what is that prayer of faith? We remembered back to the first half of chapter 1, verses 2 through 12, which described this unwavering prayer that seeks from God that wisdom which will number our days in such a way that we can count trials joy, number our days in such a way that we will be equally unimpressed with earthly riches and earthly poverty, because we are more impressed with eternity. And so the prayer of faith is a faith that holds, a prayer that holds on to the Lord Jesus Christ, is sure that He has won eternal blessing for us, and interprets and responds to the events of this life in light of what Jesus has done and what Jesus has won, what He is doing in us and what He is doing through us. And so we noted last week that it is also the sort of prayer then that one would expect the elders of the church to lead him in when they came, based upon the requirements of their office, and that it would include confession of sin and seek to be relieved of any temporary hindrances to knowing and serving the Lord well in this life that might come on account of sin. Now, as we continue in verse 16, we're not surprised then that it talks about the effective, fervent prayer, or just, you know, they're using two words there for a prayer that works. The effective prayer of a righteous man avails much. Because the prayer of faith, as we as we're not surprised to conclude based upon what we considered last week, is the prayer of a righteous man, one who has righteousness in Jesus. If we have been forgiven sin, and if our faith in Jesus Christ is compelling us to think of our life and to live our life as being on the doorstep of eternal blessedness in Christ, then the prayer of faith is the prayer of the righteous. So verse 16 literally brings the accomplishing up front. This availing much is actually the what leads the phrase, and it literally says, much is accomplished by the prayer of the righteous as it works. And that's working effectively and working fervently. The word has both senses, which is why you have effective fervent in the New King James. But much is accomplished by our praying as it works. So when we think about our praying, and I don't know about you, but it has been one of the things that often troubled me, is that it felt like my prayers weren't working. And so the Lord here is giving us a theological truth that we need to trust over our feelings. Often our feelings must be corrected by our doctrine. Upon what do we base our assessment of whether or not our prayers are working? Are they working when we can see something happen? Or are they working because we are righteous through faith in Jesus Christ? they are working because we are righteous. The prayers, much is accomplished. They accomplish much, the prayers of the righteous, as they work. Now, does that mean that the prayers of a righteous one who prays with faith, does that mean that if our faith is strong enough, then our prayers will work? Well, we should have a red flag that goes up when we ask if our faith is strong enough, because faith looks away from itself. God does measure out faith to us, and there is a stronger holding to Jesus and a weaker holding to Jesus, but there is the same infinitely strong Jesus to which both of those kinds of faith hold. So the idea that if your faith is strong enough that your prayers will work is actually one that I have heard too often. In fact, I've heard it negatively towards someone who has been praying and clinging to Christ, and the particular thing they're asking for they have not received. And someone will come along and say, oh, you didn't get what you want from God, either because you didn't want it badly enough before God, or you weren't sure enough that God was going to give it to you. And is that the prayer of faith? No. Here, the example of the prayer of faith is whom? It's Elijah. It's a man who seemed to be very strong one minute and then running in terror of Queen Jezebel the next minute. Standing on Mount Carmel facing down all the prophets of Baal one minute and asking God to kill him. Because it's no good. He's no better than his fathers after all. The next minute. It was not the strength of Elijah's faith that made him righteous. It was the righteousness of him in whom Elijah believed. So since he is the example of a righteous man whose prayers work and accomplish much, we can learn then what the righteous one is. It's not someone who believed strongly enough. It certainly isn't someone whose behavior is good enough. Verse 17 emphasizes that Elijah, being a righteous man, was not different than us. He was what? He was like us. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. So James is not writing to believers and saying, if only you were able to get to be righteous like Elijah, then God would be working through your prayers. No, he's saying, if you believe in Jesus, if he is all your hope and all your strength, if he is your forgiveness, then you already have faith like Elijah's. You are already righteous in Jesus like Elijah was. He was a man of like nature as we have, of like nature to ours. So yes, we know from chapter 2 that genuine faith results in works. But it is that faith and not those works that is the key to what it means to be righteous in verse 16. This guarantee that our prayers will accomplish much, that our prayers are working, belongs to those who have for their righteousness Jesus Christ himself. He was the only worthy righteousness that Elijah could have because he was a man of like nature with ours. And Jesus is the only worthy righteousness that we can have because we are men of like nature to Elijah's. So what then does our prayer accomplish with Christ as our righteousness? The answer is whatever God has decided is best. Listen, children. This passage literally tells you that when you pray to God trusting in Jesus, your prayers are strong enough to make it not rain for 3.5 years. That is exactly what James, the brother of Jesus, is saying here. And he's saying that all of that strength that could stop it from raining for 3.5 years is working whenever someone who believes in Jesus prays. Even if we can't see it, it's working. It's having an effect. It's accomplishing much. And so when we pray, you say, the God of Elijah is working just as powerfully right now as I'm praying tonight at the prayer meeting at Hopewell Church. He's working just as powerfully as he did when Elijah spoke that prophetic prayer and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Does that not encourage you to want to make it to prayer meeting? To pray morning and night in your own homes? To pray with your family whenever you pray? That when we pray, holding on to Jesus, God is exercising the same intensity of power as he exercised when Elijah prayed and it didn't rain for 3.5 years? And that he exercised when Elijah prayed again and it rained for the first time in 3.5 years? Our prayers have the same power that the prophet Elijah's prayers had. That's what this passage is saying. So when it says on verse 17 that Elijah in prayer prayed, New King James says prayed earnestly, and there is a common Hebrew construction that puts, when you take two words together, in prayer, prayed, praying he prayed would mean he earnestly prayed or surely he prayed. But here it seems that the sense of the text is actually not how earnestly he prayed, but just that when he prayed, he really prayed. It was in prayer that he prayed. That he was seeking and obtaining from God. And so we also, like Elijah, are in our prayers to pray. That is to say that we really pray when we come to pray. We don't just perform some outward exercise or speak words into the air and then hope that something happens. But that we come and seek from God and obtain from God as we are praying. Whenever we pray through faith in Jesus, our prayers are working, period. If we are clinging to Him for eternal blessedness, and if we are living our lives in light of this eternal blessedness, then we have this sure guarantee from this scripture. Our prayers are working because Jesus' own righteousness is their worthiness and their effectiveness, and they are accomplishing much. Now this is the prayer of faith. Not to know that we will get whatever we name, but to know that whenever we pray in Jesus' name, the prayer is accomplishing much. What a privilege it is to be able to know that much is accomplished every time we come to the throne of grace.